Many of us remember Stacy Orko for a smash hit Stuck and There's Gotta Be More Slide. However, after just three albums, she haven't had a new one since 2006. So, where has she gone off to? Today I'm going to be discussing her history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Orko got her start in 1998 at the age of 12 by attending a Christian music festival, Praising the Rockies. Held in her lone home state of Colorado, Orko inadvertently entered a high-stakes talent competition and won. A Forefront Records executive was on hand and approached her for a record deal. She later signed with them. In 2001, she toured Destiny's Child on their Survivor US tour. She then released two albums. The first was Genuine in 2000, which she recorded at the age of 14 years old. It sold over 13,000 copies in its first week, the highest debut week sales ever for a Christian female artist. The album produced the hit single Don't Look At Me, which topped Christian charts for 10 consecutive weeks. The album had two number one hits, as well as three more top 10 singles. Genuine eventually sold 500,000 copies, giving the album a gold certification on Word of Mouth alone. Now that's amazing. In 2001, 15-year-old Orko released her only Christmas album, Christmas Wish. The six tracks were Christmas Wish, Love Came Down, O Holy Night, What Child Is This, O Come All Ye Faithful, and White Christmas. Her next album, the self-titled second album, Stacy Orko, was released in 2003 and charted at Billboard 200, debut at number 67, Australia All Areas chart, and the UK Albums chart. The first mainstream single was Stuck, which became a worldwide hit, reaching the top 5 on the majority of the world's charts. This was followed by the single There's Gotta Be More to Life, which peaked in number 20, top 20 in Australia at number 11, and the UK at number 12. Although overall Stuck charted better, the exception being in the US. This was then followed by I Promise, written by Orko, and the final mainstream single, I Could Be the One. Both singles were given limited releases and limited promotion, meaning they did not fare as well as the first two singles. The last three singles were only released to Christian radio in addition to Strong Enough, which reached number one as the CD's very first single. This album sold over 500,000 copies in the US, enough sales for a gold certification. The album also sold 600,000 in Japan and an estimated 3.4 million copies worldwide. Songs There's Gotta Be More to Life and Stuck appeared on the Barbie hit mix in 2004. She was nominated for the first time in 2004 for a Grammy in the category Best Pop / Contemporary Gospel Album, but the award was given to Michael W. Smith. After her break, she decided to work on a new album, Beautiful Awakening, which was set to be released worldwide on August 29th of 2006. However, for reasons unknown, the release of the album was postponed in the US. In the interview, she said that the album was one of the best albums she has worked on and was a personal album. The songs are about her life and more. Though almost all the songs from the new album leaked onto the internet, Beautiful Awakening was still released in Japan, the UK, and other countries. The album featured production from Dallas Austin, Dwayne Bessany, K-Gee, and The Underdogs. And writing duties are performed by notable songwriters such as Shakespeare, Track and Field, Anthony Dant, Danae Butler, and newcomer Novel and Orko herself. The album sold 100,000 copies in Japan. The first single, I'm Not Missing You, went for radio ads on June 20th of 2006, but due to low promotion, was re-released in October. The song peaked at number 19 on the Bubbly Under the Hot 100 singles chart. The second single from the album, So Simple, was released in Asia in October 2006 and was released in Europe on January 27, 2007. The album was released in the US and Canada, was canceled, and Orko had no sign of an official US release. Beautiful Awakening is available to purchase on iTunes. 2007, the belay release of Beautiful Awakening was postponed once again. In March, she announced that Virgin Records was merging with Capitol Records, and she had left them and would not be releasing the album with that label. Her record company terminated her contract, and her tour dates were canceled. On her MySpace, it was announced that she would spend time in Africa. After a long break from the public eye, Oracle headlined the QB Goes Live concert on March 15, 2008 in Cambodia, performing to an audience of over 50,000 viewers at the Phnom Penh Olympic Stadium. She also appeared at the SingFest Festival in Singapore. She also held a short Japan tour in July 2008 in Tokyo, Osaka, and Fukuoka. She also collaborated with producer and songwriter Toby Gad and Henry Hill in 2008. In 2009, she was back in the studio with Brandon Beal and Canon Map to record her fourth album. One of the tracks she recorded was Light Years. Although the song did not make the album, it was re-recorded by Albanian-American artist Christine Elzad in 2010. She co-wrote the song with Nabo for American Idol winner and R&B single Fantasia Barrino called I Can't Be Without You for her third studio album Back to Me. Unfortunately, the song did not make the final album. Rumor has it that she would retire from the musical business, but her longtime collaborator Novel confirmed in 2010 that she is still writing music. In 2011, her friend Rachel Lampa also confirmed her musical return. In 2012, she featured in the Phrase third studio album Scars and Stories on the track Right or Not, which is a cover of The Fugees. The song is only available on the deluxe edition bonus disc of the album. She independently released a song called Catch Me If You Can on April 2nd, 2012. Catch Me If You Can is composed and performed by Oracle and the Gabe Kumins Orchestra, which has a jazzy sound. A release date for the new album was never confirmed. She posted a video on her YouTube account in 2013 to explain her hiatus and announced plans to return to the studio. She also revealed that she had been working and studying women's literature and acting. She also announced that she has been working on R&B album slated to be released in 2014. As of 2020, this had not been released. She worked with several collaborators, including producers Alan Stone, Hal Linton, Gabe Kumins, and Alliance. To celebrate her comeback, she performed a virtual concert on November 6th via Stages.com. On November 9th, 2015, she performed with John Bastid and Stay Human on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So yeah, she was a pretty underrated artist who deserved a lot of recognition. Let's just hope that if she ever releases her long-awaited album, we'll just see if she gets the recognition she finally deserves again. And that's all the time I got for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. Stacy really deserved better. She could got recognized. I mean, she has a very, very good voice, and she still does today. Hopefully, if she ever comes back, she'll finally get the recognition from everybody. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Please continue to support me on this podcast, and also follow my socials. The link is in the bio, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. I love you guys.